Truly, truly, I say to you, Meditations on the Words of Jesus from the Gospel of John by Adam Ramsey. Read by the author, Adam Ramsey.
A delightfully brief introduction. I am convinced that one of the primary reasons why many of us possess a middle name is so that our mothers can get our attention. It's a near universal fact of life that when the woman who brought you into this world throws your middle name into a sentence, you are in grave danger of her taking you out of this world if you don't immediately pay attention. Your middle name serves as a signal. It grabs your attention. It compels you to lean in. Similarly, Jesus had a phrase that he used for that purpose. Truly, truly, I say to you. It's a phrase that John, the writer of John's Gospel, records Jesus using frequently through his teaching, 24 times to be exact. These words are a way of catching our attention, as if to say, hey, listen closely here, pay attention, underline this. And yet, all of Jesus' words demand such attention. Throughout these pages, I want to draw your eyes and your heart to various sayings of Jesus from every chapter in John's Gospel, to zero in on a phrase and turn it around a few times in your mind. I have one goal in this book, to help you pause for a few moments each day and savor the life-renewing words of Jesus so that they linger with you throughout that day. Though it can be used at any time, this book is structured as a Lent devotional for reading during the 7 weeks leading up to Easter. Each chapter is short, no more than 5 to 10 minutes of reading. Each begins with a passage from John, which I then explore and close with a short prayer or reflective exercise. And then to drive the truth of Christ's words home into your heart, I've enlisted the help of someone who has been a very precious friend to me over many years now, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Known as the Prince of Preachers, Spurgeon served as the pastor of the Metropolitan Tabernacle in London, the largest church in the world at that time, from 1854 to 1892, where he preached anywhere from 4 to 10 times per week. In his spare time, he also established and led a theological college and an orphanage, provided oversight for dozens of charities, and penned somewhere in the vicinity of 150 books. His collected sermons span 63 volumes and make up the largest set of books by a Christian author in the history of the world. Yet it was not only the quantity of words he generated, both spoken and written, that set Spurgeon apart. He preached Christ powerfully, eloquently, vividly, and repeatedly. To Spurgeon, no matter how much practical help or wisdom the sermon contained, it was not a Christian sermon until it lifted up the person and atoning work of Jesus from the Scriptures. His voice in the 19th century was gospel preaching at its finest, illuminating the mind and lighting a fire in the heart for literally millions of people in his own day. And it continues to be so in our day. One of the great joys I experienced while writing this book was reading hundreds of sermons by this Prince of Preachers and hunting there for the right words to help you feel the weight of Jesus' words. I pray that you will be encouraged through Spurgeon's Christ-exalting insight and power of speech as much as I have been. So as you lean in to listen to Jesus each day, my prayer is that you will feel the weightiness of each word our Savior said. He who is this very moment holding the universe together by the word of his power, Hebrews 1:3, whose word healed the sick, raised the dead, renewed the downcast, instructed storms, commanded water, multiplied lunches, silenced demons, confounded scholars, enraged hypocrites, and called the spiritually dead into the joy of fullness of life, still speaks.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?